Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Fried Rice Podcast. I'm Andy Rice. Let's get fried. With me, as always, is Brennan. Shipley up to Boston.
Hello, everybody.
Versus Michael. He's probably going to die by the end of this movie, Larson.
I wish I died by the end of this movie.
Well, there's no spoiler.
At least before watching two.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So, everybody, welcome. We have, in this show, we like to smoke a little bit of weed. We like to talk about a little bit of movies. If you listen to the last couple of nights of our show, we did a few specials. We did one about Aliens. We did one about Predators. And now, following it up, we decided to watch both Aliens versus Predator and Aliens versus Predator Requiem. And we're going to talk about those in just a moment. But first, not a word from our sponsors. We don't have any. But first, we're going to just do the what are we smoking section, because that is how we roll.
Sponsored by weed.
Sponsored by weed that we bought with our own money. So I packed a bowl of Alien Labs. It's the premium indoor flower. It is OZ Kush. It's a hybrid. And he said that it's hybrid leans. It says hybrid that leans sativa on here. But then he said, the guy at the store said it leans more indica. So we'll find out.
It's tasty.
Yeah, it's good.
I brought the same thing I've been bringing the last couple weeks. The Originals Family Farms, Original Jack, and hopefully the last Autumn Haze Jeter, if we can get it to work.
Yeah, I looked for those the other day, and I couldn't find it. I know that either for this episode or before we record our next, because sometimes we do two episodes in one day, suck it, listening audience, we are going to smoke one of these Jeter Cannon solventless. We're going to smoke Moon Glow.
Nice.
Have you had the solventless?
I haven't had the solventless
yet.
Yeah,
this looks...
I've heard they're good.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah. So I hope it's as good as advertised. Well, let's dive right into it. This is it. I mean, this is the Aliens versus Predator episode. So why don't we just start with the first one? Now, you guys said this is your first time watching the movie.
Both of them, yeah.
Both of them.
Both of them, yeah.
What I appreciate about these movies, I'm just going to say up front, is that there's a lot of Predator and a lot of Alien. You get more than you get in most Alien movies, most Predator movies. And I will say, and this is kind of a... I know that you guys are saying that the second one isn't as good, but I will say this. In the first one, the majority of the deaths happen off screen. Not majority, but a lot. There's a lot of, like, just blood splatter against the wall kind of shit. Second one, a lot of straight-up murder, and I love it.
Yeah, but you couldn't see anything.
Well, it's dark. Yeah,
well,
it's dark.
And as I wrote this in my actual written review, I wrote about how these felt like a... For people who watch these movies for body count, it felt like they were made for them.
Yeah.
As long as you're not watching for plot or anything like that, it's good. But
well,
hey,
actually, okay.
The first one had some plot. The second one,
well, you could definitely...
I didn't care about a single character in the second one.
Yeah. Well,
except for the dad and the son in the beginning. That was kind of
that's
fucked
five
up. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
Take his kid hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the first one. I like that they... In the very beginning, you get an alien versus a predator.
Yeah,
I was like, great.
Cool.
I borrowed the line from CinemaSins where I'm like, roll credits. Where it's just like, once you see, you get what you get. So, and I'm like, they really, really, really want you to know in the first couple minutes of this movie that this is Weyland Corp.
Yeah.
They like every,
yeah.
There's a shot, and I'm not, it's where it's outside Weyland Corp, the building, where you see the Weyland Corp sign. It's in prominent view. Then the camera cuts to the door insignia on someone's door, the Weyland door, open up and shut. And then it cuts to them walking into Weyland Corp, like, door. Like, so much Weyland Corp porn in the first 2 minutes. It's like, we get it. It's an Aliens movie. It exists in the Aliens universe. We get it. Weyland.
Yeah.
But at the same time, which Weyland is this? Is this the one that created the robots?
Well, this was now not the same Weyland they have from Prometheus and all that, because these were originally, they were going to do a third one, and that was going to be the prequel to Aliens, and they scrapped that and did Prometheus instead.
Got it. So this is So this is before. So this is okay. This is not related. I guess it's not canon.
Yeah, not canon.
That's unfortunate. It's it's not canon to Alien. Is it canon to Predator? Because no, because
Prey doesn't really touch on it. Because Prey was a prequel.
But no, Predators. No, not Predators, but the Predator. The one that came out. They did. I think they did two. Relatively recently. Yeah. I mean, it might have just been one, but
like
I remember
2018 or something.
Yeah,
like
the kid gets the Predator mask and puts it on and like.
You're not
starts...
talking about Prey though, because
no,
obviously
not
way
Prey. That was the newest one, but the one before Prey, the one that had Michael Keegan Key in it. He's that one.
Is that the one with Adrian Brody too?
No, that's Predators. That's Predators. Where.
Okay, you know that your worlds are getting too confused.
Now they are.
Everybody, we're sitting here going, is that this guy, that guy?
Yeah, no, the naming, as much as I like the naming structure that they often do, it does get a little bit confusing. So, Predators is Adrian Brody and a bunch of killers get sent, Walter Goggins gets sent to a planet to fight Predators.
Okay.
The Predator, I think is what it's called, that came out after Predators, is where a Predator comes down. That's where we get introduced to, I think, the Predator dogs. And then one of them becomes kind of like, it gets shot in the head and becomes dumb. And so sort of like latches onto the humans and becomes sort of protective of them. Okay. It was a lot, but, I don't know if it connects, but whatever. This is an Aliens movie that they wanted it to be one. If it was more successful, people liked it more. We could have been right.
Yeah.
I did say it looks like a fun lab to work at though. The Wayland Corp, when you go inside, like when he's kind of just hanging out with everybody when they when we're introduced to the I think it's the Italian guy. No, he's outside.
Yeah, are you talking about, or did you skip past when they were like introducing all these back characters, like when the girl's doing the sketchiest ice climb ever?
Yeah, no, I don't. Did we
she's
miss
got
that?
Tie-in
no, no, we
stuff.
Didn't miss that. I put the ice climbing looked fake as fuck is what I put. Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah. And it was sketchy as hell too, like. Yeah. No, she has tie-in gear, but she's not tied into anything. She's chipping at ice as it's falling, and she's like, yeah, that's a good enough hold.
Yeah, this is fine.
Like, I don't even climb, and I know that that's sketchy as
fuck. Her feet were just going into, like, slushy slush.
Yeah.
It looked like, no, that's melting snow. You shouldn't be up there.
Yeah, that's not what you climb.
Baller move, though, landing a helicopter on top of a mountain to meet someone.
Mid-conversation.
Yeah. It's like, well, we don't have a week. And she's like, oh, shit. That was pretty cool. I liked that. She was actually, her character was great because they built her to be a calm under pressure survivalist, keeps a like knows what to do in an extreme situation. Like that's how they built her the entire opening. It's like, we need you. We can't do this without you. Your dad was the best. You're the best. Please join us. And she's climbing an ice mountain with no fucking like nothing strapped in. She's awesome. And for the rest of the movie, she holds up to that.
Yeah, no,
there's
she
never
holds up.
She's
that's what I said. In this movie, there's character you care about. In the other movie, not.
Well, we'll get to that because there are some characters I like in the second one.
I don't know. I cared about the Predator.
Yeah.
The Predator. Okay, so let's look at the power distribution of Predators and Aliens across these movies. It does not add up. In this movie, it's one Predator versus one Alien, and I know a few more aliens come in. They really go at it. There's a hell of a fight that they have.
Yeah.
That they're like.
Because didn't it start with? It started with three Predators, right?
Three.
And then
there were three.
There was like five aliens or something like that.
Yeah,
there was
three dropped out of the ship.
Yeah, three dropped out, but
two of them died.
But there is a one-on-one fight with an alien versus Predator where the fight goes on a long time. That's where the alien gets marked by the net or whatever, and that's like where they mark each other kind of. But then in the second movie, it's one Predator versus all the aliens, and he can take them out very easily without, like, sometimes without even trying, just throw the blades down the hallway. Which...
I think that was different writers showing favoritism towards the creatures they thought would win.
Oh.
Like, I think the first writer was kind of more favorited towards the aliens, but, like, still wanted the Predators to win.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the size and feel of the Predators. They looked huge.
The Cyclo Predators.
Is that what they're called? Oh, yeah. The real Battlefield Earth Predators. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times in this movie I thought of Battlefield.
I did the entire movie.
I was like, this is just Battlefield.
Did they steal the costumes? Like, what?
Yeah. It felt very much Battlefield.
Because this came out before Battlefield Earth, right?
Did it?
Yeah, I don't remember what year Battlefield Earth was. This was 2004.
But it felt very similar in a lot of ways.
Someone took someone's costumes, yeah, for sure.
That's it. I didn't once in my mind think of Battlefield Earth, because I wouldn't desecrate that great movie with Aliens vs. Predator.
That great workplace comedy.
Yeah. I put everything about the Predators are awesome. I'm rooting for them. Like, I picked a side in the beginning. I was like, I'm pro-Predator. I think I'm pro-Predator. Let me rephrase that. In the movies. Because I don't want, like, don't take that out of context, anybody. In the movie Alien versus Predator, I want the Predators to win.
And he means Predator the creature.
Well, yeah, the creature.
Especially the
Yacha.
Second movie. The second movie, you really do root for the Predators, because they set up in this movie how the Predators don't hate us.
No, they hunt us.
They hunt us, but they hunt us like we hunt deer.
They don't hate us, Mike.
No.
Do you not, that temple that they found, there's literally a sacrifice room where they put humans inside to get turned into aliens to hunt them.
And we did that to animals too. What's your point?
Yeah. Okay. But
my point is they view us like we view deer.
Oh, okay. So I get it. There's no malice.
There's no malice. Yeah. They don't hate us. They just,
we're stupid just
animals. Then I'm okay with
but
them.
But they set this movie up through the whole first movie. What ends up setting up in this movie, the whole idea of this movie is that then, like, when he marks her, we become friends with the Predator. You at the end of the movie, you feel like he's going to go back and tell the others, oh, we don't need to hunt them anymore. They are on our level now.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't work that way. He wouldn't be like, no, let's leave the humans alone. It would just be like, this one particularly right here, badass, she's okay, let's not kill her, give her a weapon, we're out of here. They'll come back 100 years, and they'll hunt more humans in the same pyramid. That's what they do, because their whole culture is built around hunting. All they do is hunt. They don't care.
I don't think if deer suddenly became on our level, we would go, oh, let's keep hunting. That's not what would happen.
No, but
we don't hunt dogs anymore.
Predators know we can speak and we have civilizations and that we have weapons. They only attack you when you have a weapon. They're conscious enough to know that they literally, for the most part, in most situations, we have found that if you have a weapon, they'll go after you. They think that you are a predator, that they attack. Even in Prey, they basically work their way up the predator timeline. They don't, like, a chain of people. They don't, like, I don't think they kill a deer and then they go kill, like, a bunny rabbit. They go kill, like, an alligator and then a bear and, like, a wolf. And they're working their way up the food chain of, like, what's the most badass thing on the planet I can kill? That's how they see us. We're the most badass prey on the planet.
I feel like they're an intelligent species, and once they respect you as an intelligent species,
no,
that's where it changes.
Disagree in the sense that I think that they would respect us more as an even harder prey. Like, if we developed weapons that were on par with the Predators, they would fucking love coming down here and trying to hunt us because it would be an even greater challenge. That's all they care about.
That's true as long as they thought we were savages, but once they think we're no longer savages, I think they're.
I don't think they think we're savages.
Okay, I think they think we're prey.
Yeah, but I don't think they think we're savages. I think they go to all planets all across the galaxy finding advanced civilizations of people with weapon capabilities that they can then go hunt. Their whole thing is they want to find the smartest, most advanced species. The aliens that they found are the most honed killing. So they found a way to breed those things, right?
Right.
But it's not like the aliens have a language or like a community. They're not. They are to the point where it's like, we'll just breed these and just we'll have fun hunting these things.
Right.
But with humans, I'm sure that's why he marked her. He wouldn't mark an alien that helped him in battle.
I think that Mark was like a rite of passage, kind of like you're a
the
warrior.
Mark is a rite of passage.
Yeah, you're a warrior now.
Yeah, but what I don't think
she was respected, I don't think the whole human race was respected because of it.
That's what I'm saying. She was.
Yeah.
She got like a, all right, we're not going to kill this chick. She's one of us. But that was a one-time thing. It's not all humans, I don't think. I don't think the whole human race got a pass
on
that.
Well, I think we're all extrapolating. We don't really know anything.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sequel, and he comes back and he fucks up humans. Yeah. So,
no, there's not. But that's the point. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't coming for
the
humans.
End because he dies.
But they also can read their helmet readings, so they might have reviewed the tape.
There's probably no tape left. Do you remember how he died? No. The spaceship explodes into a billion pieces.
Well,
he never gets the message out. Is the point?
But I still don't think that it would have made a difference. I think they'd still hunt humans because like they're good prey.
Right.
Like they
well,
would,
that's just I'm saying those are just
they would want to find an Arnold like
it's like an asshole. We all have them.
Finding Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's an opinion.
Well, no, I think it's but I think it's the correct one. So
what I want to know is why did Waylon need a microphone to tell them the plan in that small room when he was overstanding over them?
Just because he's got the money.
Just to be dramatic.
It's Waylon Corp. They do. They like their unnecessary microphones.
They couldn't afford lights. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, that one was lit up. That one was well lit. The other one wasn't.
I like the Predator computer to human transitions that they did a lot. I liked the maze-like structure of the temple or the hunting
the
ground or whatever.
And everything.
Yeah, shifting every 10 minutes. It was. I bet you like that. Gave some people ideas for movies in the future. It just feels very like, oh, I think, you know what? I think the guy that directed this did Resident Evil. And so I'm very much
very
thinking
similar.
Of the Alice,
yes.
The underground base.
Yeah.
It's kind of very similar. But that scene where the blonde guy and the chick and the other dudes get trapped in that room, and the eggs come up. I was like, "Oh, that's so good!"
What
the
did
sacrifice
you call this
room?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
fuck.
That was brutal. I was so scared for them. And I like that he, I like that he was able to get a few shots off. That was cool. The alien queen giving birth is fucking gross. That sack of like just thing attached to
the
her
forced
like,
birth.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that in any situation. This isn't Handmaid's Tale. Okay, I don't care if you're an alien queen or not. Then we get a very cool, fight between the alien that gets marked and Predator with the cut off tail, getting him with blood, all that shit. We get him marking his her because she helps him in battle, and then I. The last note I took is really just the problem I had, which was the sled. That they take up the 30-degree incline hole. At who programmed it to go at launch
rock
you
speed.
Rocket speed, like it, out like it, like evade an explosion speed? Like what
she did? Planned it.
Okay, she's like, you know what? Just in case, I'm gonna put turbo. I'm gonna put nitrous in this.
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting the fuck out of here. It's an emergency.
And then we get the. I guess he fights the last little fight goes on outside. Well, I forgot how it ends. How does he die? Why am I not remembering how the Predator guy dies? The last one versus the alien.
The Predator dies in the spaceship. He wins.
He gets face hugged. That's
early
right.
In the movie.
Earlier in the movie. And he must have gotten the face hugger off somehow. But yeah. Because
we get that one scene, the scene where he's marking himself. Then you see the face hugger come out, and you don't know what happens. And you assume that he got him because he's like the next scene fine.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he must have got the face hugger. And at that point, they had already showed the face huggers kind of like hatched quickly. So I guess that one kind of like waited.
Waited until it was on the ship. Yeah. And then we get that last scene, which is the alien popping out of the corpse of the Predator on the ship. Not just an alien, a Predalien.
So I thought two, that's what, when we saw it, my wife and I were sitting here watching this, we thought two was going to be, because we'd never seen him before. We were watching these two back to back, and we thought, oh, well, that's what's going to happen. Now it's going to be really just all on the spaceships. He's going to go back to their planet, and the alien's going to be on their planet.
Which could have been interesting.
That would have been awesome.
That's what I thought, too.
I thought the same thing. I was like, hell yeah.
But instead, we get to Aliens versus Predator 2.
Wait, let me just talk about one for a second.
you brushed through it.
Because you, just a couple things. Don't get me wrong, okay? I like the movie, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Okay? I was all for this idea. I heard, that's going to be great because I like both franchises, okay? It's kind of like finding out your ex-wife's going to have a fight with your other ex-wife. it's going to be a train wreck, but I wanted front row seats to it.
Yes.
Okay? But this was a little... thin. there's not anything. It's The writing in this is just insane. It's in the end. Okay, I'll put it this way. I watched the whole thing. I'm not saying I didn't like it, but it's kind of like that weird casserole your aunt brings for Thanksgiving. Okay, you know you shouldn't eat it, but you're gonna. I mean, it's and it's not bad, but it ain't good either. This movie is like a monument to Hollywood's ability to take a can't-miss idea and miss so spectacularly that you have to admire their dedication to being a mediocre.
You're talking about the first one?
Yes. It's a mediocre movie.
Wait, well,
It's not bad. That's what I just said. I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't say it's a good movie.
Well, it depends. I guess it depends on...
It's a fun movie.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But
it's not terrible, but it ain't good either.
Well, here's the thing, though.
If you're a diehard fan, this is exactly what I wrote. If you're a diehard fan of the franchise, you might find something to enjoy here, which I did.
Okay.
For everyone else, like my wife, she fucking hated watching.
My wife went to bed like 20 minutes
in
the first one.
So this is a movie for fans of Aliens and Predators. That's all I'm saying. It's not a good movie. It's a movie for fans of Aliens and Predators.
You can't say it's not a good movie because
it's mediocre.
No, but here's the thing. There's categories of things. Like you said, if you're a fan of Aliens versus... If you're a fan of both franchises, this is a good movie.
Yes.
If you like schlocky killing movies like this, it's a good movie. But it's like, I know that you personally don't want to watch Braveheart because it's an old...
But also,
boring.
Don't think it would make me walk out the way it made my wife walk out. That's my point.
You've never seen Braveheart?
I've seen like half of it.
He doesn't like period pieces. He doesn't like...
I'm not a huge fan of period pieces.
So like for instance, my dad went with my buddy and I to go see The New World, that the one about Pocahontas that was like 3 hours long. My buddy and I liked it. There's a lot to take away from that movie. My dad has never been more miserable in his life.
Right.
Is that make it not a good movie? No, it makes it a great movie because it really was a great movie.
Well, I mean,
but my dad, if you asked him, he thinks it's the worst movie ever fucking made.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying 1 out of 100 people think Joker is the best thing ever made.
I haven't seen it.
That does not make it a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
The first one?
No, Joker right now.
But like you said, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. Yeah. A good movie. So you don't think Aliens vs. Predator is a good
movie.
I think it's a good movie if you like these kinds of movies.
Okay. Anything with a disclaimer is what I'm saying.
But it's a good movie. No, but here's the thing. I don't think Aliens vs. Predator 2 is a good movie if you like these movies. No.
It's not a good movie to anyone.
But
right,
Aliens
yeah.
versus, but the first one is. It's directed by the guy that did Resident Evil. I think Resident Evil is a good movie.
I
think it's in the same category that this is a good movie.
Well, it's interesting. My wife liked Resident Evil.
But that's a weird
stance
to take.
Like this.
It's a weird. That's a weird
strange?
Take.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I said. I'm saying that's strange. I'm saying it's
I think
odd.
It's because the Resident Evil had more of a like kind of a thriller kind
I think
of
more
suspense.
Plot too. Yeah, it's
more plot.
Plot.
This one was kind of just more action driven.
It's
this
an action movie,
this is a fun movie. Is kind of what it was. It was just kind of fun to see.
That's my take on
these
it.
Two
fun,
characters.
This is not a good movie. It's a fun movie. There's a difference in a good movie and a fun movie.
No, it's a good. It's a good movie for what it is. That's what I'm saying. No. Again, for instance, I mentioned earlier that like I really like the Recess movie, right? Yeah. That's a good movie based on a children's cartoon, right? Yeah. Is it a good movie that I would recommend to anybody as like, here's top great movie?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Even if
so
I
I'm
was
just saying, when we're rating these movies, we can't say this is a 5 out of 5. Because it's even though we might like it, we know that this is not a good movie for the average moviegoer. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, that's the thing, though. I'm ranking these based on what we've watched in the show. Because that's all we can, that's our grading system. We're not grading it against all movies. We're grading it against each other.
Well,
because
that's
at
a
this,
new thing.
Well,
that's
but,
new.
No, but at this, but here's the thing. At this point, we've done.
Grading against other things.
No,
just
no.
Against what we've watched. That makes this a masterpiece.
No, it. No, Michael, because here's the thing. If we give one movie a B, according to our scale, a B being the highest, right, then that sets the standard for what a B is. So, like, we can't give...
Yeah, Die Hard. That's a B.
Yeah, but then we've also given movies other movies higher designations.
We have not. You have.
Battlefield Earth.
Let's be honest here.
There's been a few.
I rate
that,
movies realistically.
Fine.
That's all.
But I rate movies based on, I think, where they belong in the world. Like
in the world, right. I agree.
But
I think subconsciously, this made you think of Battlefield Earth, and that's why you're putting up such a strong fight for it.
No,
it's not that great a movie.
The Cyclo
it's
Predators.
It's okay.
Here's the thing.
It's fun. I enjoyed it.
No, then let's look at it. Let's look at it technically.
Yeah.
The graphics hold up.
Yeah.
The acting, yes. The acting is fine. It's what here's the
fine
thing.
For what it is.
No, if you need like soldier guys acting like soldier guys, great. You need a couple goofy scientists and an Italian archaeologist, great. They did their roles perfectly. You need a hardline chick to run the thing, great. She did it perfectly. Wayland Corp did it perfectly. That's the thing what I don't like about people criticizing acting or criticizing stuff like that, because here's the thing. They're doing their jobs. They're doing it perfectly. That like, we don't need everything to be Meryl Streep in Sophie's Choice. It can be soldier guy, claustrophobic with a broken leg, and that's fine acting.
Absolutely.
So the acting in this, good. The graphics, good. The story for an Aliens versus Predator type situation, great, I would say. I like Predators coming back, building a kill box, breeding aliens using humans as subjects to then hunt every 100 years.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome for the Predator.
Cool backstory,
So story, awesome. And then action, pretty good. The only thing my complaint is that too many off-screen kills. So if we're going technically, good movie. There's nothing
good
wrong
versus
about
great.
It.
That's all we're saying. We're saying it's not great.
Okay. Well, now
good.
you're throwing great into the mix. Before you're saying it's not a good movie, it's just okay. Now you're agreeing it's good, it's not great. What do I need to get you to say it's great?
It's not going to say it's great.
You're
going to
say it's not great, but it's not an awesome movie, Andy.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not like, it's not like it's up there in my top 10 movies of all time, but not a lot of movies are that are great and good movies.
One of my biggest problems with the movie is if you come across a gigantic hole that's in the ground that wasn't there yesterday, that's somehow there today.
Fuck it.
Why the fuck would you just be like, all right, let's go down it? Like, yeah.
It's kind of like the ice scene, though. There's some stupid shit in this movie.
It's like, no. I'd like,
I don't care
I'm,
what you say.
I'm not going
it's
down.
Good. You want to say that's a good scene? That makes sense. You just open saying it doesn't.
No, you're
and
right.
Now, but it's great.
But
this is the best movie I ever saw.
I could find things to pick apart in any movie.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, I am a little nitpicky with this one in the ice scene. It's
then,
not the best.
I feel like this movie should have been titled Predator and Human vs. Alien.
Yeah, we need to grade the first movie first. What's your grade on the first movie?
I'll give it a C.
Yeah, I would agree with a C.
Our grade, B through F, and then W for waste of time.
I was C minus to D plus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not that far off. That's what I'm saying. You always think I'm way far off, but I'm not. I'm just realistic.
I just think
some people aren't going to like this movie, Andy.
I think that some people aren't going to like every movie.
Yeah.
I think that every single piece of art and literature.
But if you take 100 people, 50 of them aren't going to like this.
It depends on what 100.
Average.
No, I don't know. What average? Who are we? No. But
it's like talking to a fucking wall.
No.
Semantics.
Semantics.
Well, it is a little bit, but it's like if you went to a
walking out of a theater, how they interview people. Boom! Here's a microphone.
In what? But
50 are
what
gonna like
demographic?
It,
I'm honestly asking because here's
the ones
thing.
That go to the movies.
But Michael. I feel like walking out of the theater.
I'm not asking.
I have a different opinion than I do like the next morning after I've molded over.
Sure.
Like. I could either come out of a movie being like, oh, that was the best fucking movie ever. And then, like, I get home and I start thinking more about it. And I'm like, but there was this.
With big plot holes
but there was this.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And then, like, you're like, all right, well, it was an okay movie. Like, it was good, but it was fun. You know, and it also kind of depends
on.
I
go to the movies for fun. So this is not a bad thing. Andy's making it like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I go to the movies for fun.
I would watch this one again. I would
watch
the first one
again. Too. Yeah, it's not.
My issue is, Michael. If you took the movie, and this is racist, let me finish. I hope this isn't racist, but no, this won't be because this just makes sense. If you take a Madea movie, that's just my toilet does this thing. But if you take a Madea movie, all right, how many people out of 100 do you think are going to enjoy Madea? And here's the reason I keep asking about the demographic, Michael, because if you ask a bunch of people in Wisconsin, a rural 90% white community, I'm guessing not that many. But if you go to let's say, a predominantly black community, that demographic, and you ask the 100 people walking out of the theater, they might have a higher opinion. So when I ask, what demographic of people are you asking? Are you asking people that just left the theater for Freddy versus Jason, which are the most likely people to watch a movie like this? Would they like it? I think yes. Are you asking people leaving The Notebook if they're going to watch Aliens versus Predator if they would like it? I would say no.
Okay, well, factually, which I know doesn't matter to you, factually, CinemaScore, that's exactly what they do. When someone walks out of a particular movie, they ask them about that particular movie, the one they went to see. And that's the ones that gave this movie a 58.
But that's...
the ones that went to see it.
Who gave it a 58? Rotten Tomatoes?
No, I just told you CinemaScore.
I don't know. That's fake news. I don't know who CinemaScore
okay,
is.
All right. Anyway, well, it's not a bad movie. You're making it like if I say one thing that's not perfect about a movie, I hate the movie. No, it's not that. It's a good movie. It's fun.
Okay, look, it's a good movie. You just said it. We agree. You said it's a good movie.
Good movie.
All right.
Give it a C.
So we all agree after all of this. I 12 Angry Men'd it. It's a good movie.
I think we were all agreeing from the get go.
Yeah, we all agreed from the get go. You just wanted to argue it. I don't know why.
Because I rushed through my review and we needed to pad the time a little bit. I thought, why not just argue with Michael and give him a heart attack while we're here?
He did it in 15 minutes.
Well, I'm also trying to maybe make our episodes a bit shorter.
Yeah,
we're staying on track today. It's kind of interesting.
So for you, the audience, I'm realizing, hey, maybe Hocus Pocus almost 3 hours wasn't, you didn't sign up for a Martin Scorsese movie. Like it's.
Yeah, did you take Adderall today? Is that why you're like on track?
I wish. No, I don't. I can't do Adderall. It's too good. So Aliens versus Predator 2, Requiem. We open with
the ending of the last one,
which I love when a movie does that. That's a great direct sequel move. Back to the Future does it.
Started out great.
Right there, going right into it. Great. Because I really thought that we were going to their planet to fuck it up.
And then it's a twist. We meet the kid that plays young Sean Spencer in the USA Network TV show hit Psych, with his father, who I don't know that actor, but, they are hunting in the woods, and a fucking alien facehugger gets them.
Well, after the ship crash, and they go to investigate it.
That was cool
that's right,
scene,
that's
though.
Right. Okay, the ship. I completely forgot. Yeah, the ship crashes into the they see it as they're hunting. The ship crashes, and
there's
then they go
cool
check it out.
Cool scene though, because it really showed what they're trying to show you with this franchise is that we're the predators on Earth.
By having them be hunters.
That was the whole hunting scene. Yeah, that was the whole point of that. He's teaching his son to hunt. It's absolutely
and that's why they hunt us.
But
I don't think, but in this particular case,
predators hunt. He's hunting the aliens.
Yeah, he's hunting because and
the pred
aliens. Distress call. I think he might even gotten like he saw the image of a predalien, and he's like, oh shit, we can't have one of those out there. So I guess he's the most badass predator, or he thinks if I do this solo, they'll get more honor.
He seemed like a cleanup kind of predator, like because he had that blue stuff that was like disintegrating the bodies.
Oh.
So it's like I think he was cleaning up like the mistakes of the past.
He's a professional cleaner on the Predator.
Yeah,
world.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. He's like the dude that John Wick called to clean up all those bodies after he killed them all in his house.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. So this guy shows up, and he's pretty badass. He's a badass predator.
Yeah, I like the predator in this one. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah. He's more engaging than the last one, because it's just the one.
Yeah.
And, like, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, they definitely made him very OP.
They did. I like it. Poor pizza driver. I don't like that they...
are bullying him.
They're bullying him. He's. I mean, he should wear his hat.
How did I know you'd have an issue with that?
He should wear his hat. I mean, it's uniform. And listen, there's not another driver that can take the one to his girlfriend's house or his ex-girlfriend's house where a guy's likely to beat him up. Like, honestly, if we were right now at the store and we were like, all right, here's a delivery. I'm like, oh, dude, I can't take this one. It's my ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend's there. And he fucking hates me. And he'll probably beat me up if he sees me on site. You think I can maybe skip this one?
No, run it, Andy.
Oh, yep. Fuck.
Like, I don't
would ding dong
care.
Ditch it. That's a contactless
it's
delivery,
like, I don't
whether
care.
They want it or not. It's on the doorstep. I knock real hard and I leave.
But it's not paid.
Oh, fuck.
You're paying for it?
No. No. I. You know what? I don't walk inside. He broke. pizza rule number one when she's like, come on in. And he walks in, you don't go inside. You never go inside someone's house. That's where they, that's how they get you. Stephen King, there's a book where he wrote where the two main bad guys in it are old people who pretend to need help pushing a wheelchair up into their disabled van, and then they inject the person with a sedative and then go
like
kill them.
Silence of the Lambs. Can you help me put this in the back of my van?
Is that what he does in that one? I forgot. Yeah.
Couch in the van. Or he's struggling to do it, and he's got a cast on his arm. She's like, can you help?
Oh, was that Ted Bundy?
No.
That was Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs.
Also Ted Bundy.
Also Ted Bundy.
I saw that in his movie. So they killed the kid from Psych. I like when a kid dies in a movie like this. Always makes me happy.
Well, they didn't kill him immediately.
Oh, well, he gets face-hugged.
He gets to see his dad's arm get chopped off, then something on his dad's face, and then that thing ends up on his face. And then he wakes up later, and then it busts out of his dad's chest, and then it busts out of his chest. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, let's go there for a second. Those of you who watch just for the body count, Andy, let's talk about the body count, shall we? This movie kills more innocent bystanders than a bullet in a china shop riding a wrecking ball. We got pregnant women, children, even babies getting off left and right.
It was gnarly.
It's like the writers sit down and say, you know what this franchise needs? Infanticide.
Fuck yeah. I think every movie.
Classy move, guys. Real classy.
I like a sense of realism when I watch
it. It's too real.
I like a real sense of realism.
I just don't need the infanticide in my
movies. I don't need babies dying.
You know what? They doesn't need to show the babies dying. I agree. I like implied baby death. Like, I'm okay with.
I'm cutting that out and putting it everywhere.
I like
say it again.
I like implied. No. No, because here's the thing. It makes sense that in a catastrophic event of massive damage and casualties, that like the bad guy's missile is going to hit a hospital, and that hospital is going to have a maternity ward, and that maternity ward is going to get rocked, right? And like babies
would
die.
Go Israel. That's what you're saying.
Okay. Well, we don't go political here.
That kind of took me back to like Dead Island when it was either Dead Island or it was. One of the zombie games came out, and I remember like the trailer was very specific. It had a little girl turning into a zombie.
Yeah,
and it was like, well, we're gonna have kid zombies that you can kill.
Fuck yeah!
And they took it out, and like at the time, I was like, well, that kind of sucks. Yeah. Like, yeah, because I like you, I was like, all right, that's cool, kid zombies. Like that'll be a fun plot twist.
Yeah,
and like now as a parent, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to kill little kids like in a game. Like that's kind of just
now in real life. I think killing a kid zombie
that's different.
It's
your
tough.
Survival.
But
you
gotta
do
it.
And you would
eventually, these are movies.
You'd be desensitized.
Yeah,
they don't have
they
to
don't
go.
They don't have to do it.
You know, I think if you really lived in the zombie apocalypse, I think eventually you'd be happier to see a kid zombie than an adult one because it's easier to kill. Like eventually you'd get so desensitized that you would see children zombies and be like, oh, thank God. And then it's just like one shot and it just basically takes it out. Or you can football kick it or whatever. Like,
I'm
whatever you need to do.
So much of this episode up. Send it everywhere.
Now I feel like we need to change your special pick to Cooties because it's kid zombies.
Oh, the Cooties one?
Yeah.
With Elijah Wood.
Yeah. And Rainn Wilson.
I haven't seen that yet. I was going to watch it for the zombie week that we did, but I didn't.
It's great.
He lives. So we meet one of the main kids, the sort of the bad kid whose brother came back from wherever and is hanging out with his cop friend who's now a cop but was a bad guy. But his younger brother, the apartment they live at is 5224-60.
Yeah, the number was weird.
I'm like, what the fuck kind of address is that? If I had to deliver a pizza to 5224-60, of where?
Yeah.
Of what? It's an apartment complex, but like what floor is that? Is that
building 5254? It's a big old apartment complex.
Yeah, massive. It's the size of the town.
It's kind of like that red one we go to where the numbers are all jacked up. The building number, then the apartment
ABCD.
Number. Then the, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But so after the National Guard, so then we get the National Guard, comes and gets rocked immediately, like gets killed right off the bat. At that point, as the humans, I would just leave. Like, all of the humans there, they can't, like, what are they going to do that the National Guard can't? I know we have an army chick.
I think they're going to get nuked. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know that. but like from their perspective.
Well, the girl did. The army chick did. She's like, we shouldn't go to the middle of town. Let's not do that.
Bad place.
Let's not do that.
Yeah,
let's go the other way.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's get a helicopter and fly the fuck out of here. I did like her character too. I didn't like that her daughter didn't like her. That was kind of a sad but probably realistic.
Well,
thing.
I mean, she did kind of underplay like her dad dying in front of her. Like, man, she's not having the best night. Like. That's the worst night of her life. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, again, I don't know if this would be more entertaining to watch or just more realistic, but that kid should have been in severe, traumatized PTSD, clammed up, crying silently, always in shock, horror on her face every time you cut to her. No cute lines, no nothing. Just every time you see her, she looks like... Your mom's constantly picking her up and dragging her places because she can't physically move due to the horrendous seeing her father fucking die in front of her.
Yeah.
But they didn't really do that in this one. There's some, like, we get some of that when the dude's blonde girlfriend gets bladed through the chest. He freaks out and he goes hard on the paint with the gun.
But most of them, there's so much going on.
There's a
lot
going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, so maybe they're just like, oh, fuck, so much death. I put the platoon would be noticed that they are not responding. Oh, yeah. And this does get taken care of. But, like, that first platoon that shows up, that first little squad that gets murdered immediately, they should have been on comms the whole time. There's people in intelligence that are following the situation with drones and shit. And they're like, all right, keep in constant contact with us. The moment they heard screams or the moment that they stopped checking in, there would be F-16s flying over already.
I know in movie land that's what you see and what you think, but from real life experience, that's not how it is.
I mean, that's proven with 9/11. Yeah, we didn't get jets scrambled up in the air to take them out.
It's so much more chaotic than people think. That thing where they show, and you'll see it once in a while on special operations, there'll be a thing like that. But a standard squad going out, they don't talk to nobody. They're just out doing their thing, and they give a report when they get back. That's how it works in real life.
But at the same time, I would say that...
radio communication whatsoever.
Dude,
a little. You'll have one guy with a radio, but
yeah,
it's not, you're not in the middle of a
like
fight.
Check in every so often.
Yeah, but now,
like,
but now it's like 20... That. It's 2004, whatever. I think they have enough high-tech gear that inside that car, as the dudes are dying, he'd be able to very quickly tell command, SOS, men
down.
We're
under attack.
We're under attack.
You might get that. Yeah. That's
but then there wasn't a response. Then the next response from the government was just like, all right, let's nuke it, because fuck it. Oh, they're under attack? All right. Next response is...
We don't know what this is. Blow it up.
We don't know what this is. We're just going to fucking nuke you guys. Yeah. And then... when she runs into the room with her daughter, when she runs into, like, the store, that the ammo shop, that the gun place they were getting rifles with,
She's
like, hello? And she walks in, and then with the girl hello, and her being obviously a human being, he still points his fucking gun straight at her fucking face. For way too long. Like, she has a little girl in her, and he's just like, oh, hey. And it's just like, I was just like, oh, that's not cool, dude. You never pour...
You're hoping she gets shot.
Michael.
Hoping he shot the little girl.
That is not who I am. I just want realism in movies. If you're going to have a lot of death, children going to be dying, is all I'm saying. Like, shit. I mean, it is what it is.
I did like that we got the get to the chopper line.
Yeah, that was a weird. That was fun. That was fun. That was like, I wonder if he got that from the. Oh, you know what? Here's funny. I didn't realize that was from Predator. Until right now.
Yeah.
I knew it was from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and it just didn't click.
He was gonna reprise his role in one of them. I don't remember. Was it this one? But he won the election in California. So.
Oh, so we got a governor
instead of Predator. Alien versus Predator movie.
Isn't it crazy
that
he was the governor of California?
For a while.
That was a real thing that happened.
It was a real thing that happened. Most of my childhood. Young adolescence.
I bet you in 20 years, people are...
As an adult, how weird it really was. It was way weirder as an adult than it was.
Dude, in 20 years, we're all going to be arguing whether or not he was really the governor. It's gonna be one of those.
That never happened.
That wasn't real.
What's that called? The effect.
Mandela effect.
We're in a Mandela effect. Because it's like, it doesn't sound real.
It doesn't.
It's just like, no, he really wasn't the governor. That's just something we made up 40 years ago.
Well, I wonder if that's how
that was in a movie.
I wonder if that's how people felt about Reagan as president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the same.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. And now Trump is president. We've had two celebrity presidents.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
And then I guess how many presidents have we had due to nepotism? Bush.
Yeah,
W.
So many
Bush.
Of them. Yeah, a lot of them.
That's, who else?
In that,
nepotism family. So like was, a bringing it, someone in.
All, there were two way back.
That were like cousins or they were like related.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then there's that theory that George Washington isn't our first president. He's the first official president, but we had like six presidents before him.
We did. Presidents of the Senate or whatever they were. They were sort of presidents.
Well, we had six dudes that ran the country before George Washington did.
But they still answered to England.
Did they?
Yeah, they were like the prime minister in Canada for a long time. Canada used to answer to England.
I think this was after we, at post-revolution, after we became America.
Oh, I don't know that.
I think there was... I think there's a few years, like 6 years or something, where it was just maybe 7 years or whatever before they established. Because I remember from what I remember from history, and I'll do a double check, a deep dive on this, and leave in the comments how wrong I am if I am. But I think George Washington, they begged him to be king, or to be
president.
King.
Yeah,
they wanted him to be
rule.
King.
Yeah.
And then he said no. We're not going to have king, which would have changed everything if he had said yes. We would have been a tyranny again, not a tyranny.
More like England, probably.
Well, maybe. We don't know.
Yeah.
But because here's the thing, Mike.
That would have
been
his
bloodline. We were kind of prone to enslaving humans back in the day. So
what?
So if we had a kingdom, you're telling me that George Washington, it wouldn't be the same as every other fucking kingdom?
I don't know.
If he was okaying the slavery of people, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. But I think there was a few people that ran the country before him. If I read that somewhere, but I put that they better not fall in love, like the woman who just lost her husband and the guy pointing a gun at her, because I know how movies are, and I'm so glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm glad they did not do that.
But they're because if they had kissed, I'd be like, what are you doing, dude? You just lost your husband, like that would have been gross.
Yeah.
I put great deaths in this, ton of on screen deaths, the pregnant women deaths. I thought were really cool.
It was gnarly.
Think about it. That scene was gnarly. Like when they go into the hospital and you see them all fucking.
I'm not saying that word, Eddie. I'm just letting you dig your own grave over there.
I will gladly dig my own grave. I don't care. I like the choices that this movie made to kill babies because that's what the aliens would do. Obviously, aliens, they kill people. They don't care who or what.
True.
So it's technically, Michael, this movie, the Alien franchise has been killing pregnant people since the very beginning because a face hugger impregnates your throat and then a baby pops out of your chest and kills you.
So the aliens are rapists.
They are
and murderers.
And there's no exception for rape.
So that's why we root for
alien rape.
That's why we root for the predator.
I always root for the predator. The Yatcha. Let's call it the alien race. I root for the Yatcha. I like the scene where the dude's about to get some with the chick, and then like her boyfriend somehow knows where they are. Like I don't know if she fucking told him or like what, but like that was kind of sus. And he shows up. They have a fight, and then there's a pretty cool like the alien jumping in the pool was pretty creepy. Like that was terrifying.
That was scary.
That scared the shit out of me. If I was in that pool, I'd be so fucking frightened.
Yeah.
That whole scene was pretty cool. Them escaping, or some of them. I liked that was like a good moment for the alien in this one. Like the aliens had a lot of good moments in this movie. The Predalien in particular looked fucking awesome.
He was kind of ugly though.
Yeah, but in an awesome way.
Yeah.
Like in a cool what I would imagine an alien and a predator would look like.
Yeah. Like a cyclo.
You're right.
Because they had a bigger forehead like the cyclos.
No, you're
like
right.
A female cyclo.
It was a female cyclo. Hot.
Just waiting for that tongue.
Would be turned on, yeah. my favorite death of the entire movie, though, is the predator throwing the two blades down, killing the two aliens, and then one of the blades just going straight into the blonde chick and putting her up into the ceiling. I'm like, Oh,
the accidental murder.
So brutal, dude, yeah. And so sad and so good. Like, it's like, that's the kind of collateral fucking damage that I expect from these kind of movies. You know what I mean? Like, I wish a movie had the balls that, like, you know, like, they blow up, they put a bomb off in an apartment complex. The apartment complex then should crumple, you know, right? And then you see people falling out of windows that were, like, mid-cooking dinner or something like that. Like, the brutality. Like, people don't have the guts to show, like, the brutal, like, what really would happen in a situation like that. And I feel like, I know that this is a silly Aliens versus Predator, but, like, this one did have the balls a little bit to be like, yeah, they would do this kind of fucked up shit. Aliens don't know any better. They would be fucking, like, they would do whatever it took. They found pregnant people. They're like, cool, we can infect them. Maybe even the baby inside of them with more alien shit. We don't know. Like they just impregnate everything and see what happens. Their little face huggers just jump on every fucking thing and create little, like, alien babies, which is cool. Like, I wonder if out there if there's, like, a face hugger that jumped on a bear and we have, like, a bear alien.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
Or, like, a wolf or something. Like, we haven't seen that yet, but, like, that would be fucking cool. An alien.
I'm praying we don't see that. That means, okay, because in space, no one can hear you scream. Yeah. Stop making these goddamn movies.
Who's, well, I liked that, but who's,
sorry,
no, that was a good line. You were waiting very patiently to use that, and I give you credit for that. Well done. After the alien day that we did, I was, I appreciate the Alien franchise more than I did. After the Predator day we did, I appreciate the Predator franchise more. And these two are a culmination of what I think is a lot of fun about the two series. They're not the best Alien movie, and they're not the best Predator movie. And that's, if you want to hold them in the realm of the Alien and Predator franchise, which we can't do, which there's enough. I don't know. No, definitely not.
Well, not the very bottom. Second from the bottom. You're
no.
Right.
Well, listen, because the Predator 2 with
was it Donald or
no,
not Donald Glover?
No,
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. Danny Glover. Predator 2. Not great.
No, not great.
Yeah. People say Predators isn't that great, or the Predator wasn't that great. None of them are going to beat Prey,
yeah.
And none of them are going to beat Aliens, yeah. Or Aliens,
both
Alien.
Or Predator. The
yeah.
First one. Yeah.
I've always enjoyed the Aliens franchise much more than the Predator franchise. Like, I even the bad Alien movies
I've
enjoyed.
There's something about the aliens being mindless.
Yeah, that makes
it more
fun.
It better.
Yeah,
because then the violence doesn't affect you as
there's,
much.
There's no yeah. There's no rhyme and reason for
it. It's right. It's yeah. More. It's more
survival.
Survival yeah. And stuff. Whereas with the Predators, there's something about them being intelligent that makes it uncomfortable.
I don't know. I don't get uncomfortable. I
know you don't get uncomfortable, Andy. That was, you've made that very clear with the baby killing.
No. I I'm not pro baby killing. I in a movie though, if there was a baby that would die, and then it doesn't for some reason. You know what I mean? I think the better ending would have been when the army shows up, that they killed the.
That's what I thought was
that they
happen.
Killed them.
Yeah,
like they
because
the
they
last
could have been
put,
infected.
Them, you know, like yeah, because exactly they don't know what the fucking thing was. They just find these people who crash a helicopter, just murder them. That would have been great. That would have
been
awesome
or,
ending.
Or it would have been great to see that, like, they get taken away, and then, like, you kind of see, like, one of them has an alien
right.
inside of them or
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
I was waiting for that at the end of this
yeah.
movie.
Yeah,
yeah
which there wasn't.
Yeah,
they
wasn't.
Really just put
it
a cap
odd.
On that one. They
the
were
first
just like,
one ever that they yeah, didn't
they
do that. I was
done.
Like, we were
like,
waiting.
You're
we're
not
like,
going to leave us open for
yeah,
another one? You're
not,
just going to end this?
Well, you knew this was that bad?
They had plans to do a post-credit scene and then go back to the alien world and, like, basically set up for the third movie. But they scrapped it because they didn't make the third one.
I think the biggest problem with this particular one, the second one, is that it made the aliens and predators kind of pest control problems. They just weren't even, it was just, I don't know. It was like very, we now know how to take care of them.
Yeah.
Well, you nuke them, but that was what we figured out in the first movie.
But we should just do it earlier.
Sure, but
just like we know now that that's all it takes.
Yeah, well, like... but in this one, it's, I don't know, I like the second one because it's
you just like it because of the body count and the,
I like
the
body
the
count.
Visceral...
I like the visceralness of it, yeah. But I also like the Predator. Like Brendan said, the Predator. This one's
the
way cooler.
Badass, yeah.
What's not to like though? I mean, honestly,
it's too dark and too shaky.
Too dark, shaky.
Those are my problems.
Human.
I didn't really care about any humans.
Sure.
Yeah.
This one had a problem with probably too many characters.
Yeah.
So that you never really got, like, the black girl in the first one was, you rooted for her.
Yeah.
There's nobody you rooted for in this movie.
I would say, well,
what if
the
you
Predator.
Did, they're fucking dead anyway.
The Predator.
And I didn't like the part where the sheriff was like, I hope we're both wrong, like, about... Going to
yeah, that didn't
you're going
sense.
To get the helicopter. I'm going to the middle of the town. I hope we're both wrong, so I hope we both die. Like,
yeah, that
hope
was
we
a
both
weird
die by a nuke.
That like, really was a weird take.
Like, what do you
I
mean,
noticed
dude?
That too. I didn't write it down because I didn't want to be too nitpicky. But yeah, I did notice that.
This movie made the other one look like a masterpiece.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
If I don't watch, here's the story. I gave the first one like a D+, C-, right?
Okay.
And I gave this one like an F.
Yeah.
Okay, but. Had I watched this one first, the other one might have been a B. It was that bad. The second one is that much worse than the first one. So it's a lot of it is in comparison.
The second one had me raise my grade for the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that you said there's too many people. I might agree with you on that. That I felt like the younger brother and the older brother were redundant. One of them would have been fine. It could have, if they got rid of the younger brother and just made it so that this guy came back to town. Met up with his ex-girlfriend. She has a new guy. He gets jumped by his friends. And it's the same exact everything. His buddy's still the sheriff. You have the same movie, minus an unnecessary character. But I do think that the younger brother and the older brother, just redundant. Other than that, I mean, I felt like you need people to die. You need people to run around and look at while the... Because you can't just be Predator the whole time. I wish it was. Like, I would like a movie where... I know Prey kind of does that, but like a movie where we see it from the Predator's point of view would be cool. Where he just sees, in fact, it would be cool to see if
well, this
they,
one we got a lot of that.
The first one we got a lot of that.
I thought we got a lot of that in this one too. Didn't
we? No, but I'm talking more motivation wise.
Well, I
like,
thought we did with him making friends with her. We kind of did in the first one. The first one was had some real, like, even though there's not dialogue, it had dialogue between the two of them.
Yeah. He makes her the weapon and the shield.
And he was showing her how his thing was going to blow up, just like that.
But
was...
I guess what I would like, you know, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is ultimately what I would want from a Predator movie is a young Predator, like growing up, then becoming
like
of
hunt.
Age to go to, on one of these hunts, and then getting in the ship with either other dudes or by himself, getting sent to a fucking planet, jump, you know, like getting launched down to Earth, and then. Landing on Earth, but we see everything. We see like the Arnold Schwarzenegger character, whoever the commandos are, from a as if they're the terrifying bad things trying to kill. Like it, they
so they're mannibals.
What do you mean? I know.
Just
I,
describing the plot.
Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth.
What are you talking?
Your
about?
Favorite workplace comedy of all time.
You're seeing it from their perspective. It's Battlefield Earth.
That's what Battlefield Earth was. It's the Predator's perspective.
Yeah.
They're speaking English.
I, you know what? It took me a second to realize it. Honestly, my brain refuses to accept that you're supposed to see it from the mammal's point of view from Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth.
Absolutely,
for you.
They are not the main characters. When I think of that movie, I just think about the main character John Travolta,
right.
And his buddy Forrest Whitaker.
That's what you want in this.
Goofing
around. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
Well, I sort
that's
of.
What you just said.
But in this one, I don't want a goofy comedy. In this one, I want...
You want what they wanted to do with Battlefield Earth and make it a badass movie. But for them, it didn't. It gives a badass comedy, in your opinion.
Well, that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they...
I have to clarify, in your opinion, it was a badass comedy.
Well, it's very funny.
I wish I would have had the same strain you had.
How do you do? Because, man, that would have been so much better.
Yeah. You guys are just... You
it
need
was,
to...
torturous for me.
Okay, you need to rewatch it.
Now,
the re-edit, the recut
it,
with my new music behind
it's a rehash special.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
I still say you should do that.
Well, seems like we didn't care much, as much for this one. I'm giving it a D-, or a D, actually. I don't think it was as bad as
no,
all
like
that.
Like I said, I'm an F.
Nah, see, I was still a D on this one. It had some redeeming qualities, but it
it was dark. It was dark. It was hard to see. It kind of
shaky CGI. How do you do CGI and make it shaky? That's what I don't get.
That's what I was trying to
I don't get that. It's in CGI. How is it shaky? Yeah. It's not a camera.
No.
why are you shaking it?
Just to add the blur effect to it or something.
Just to, you know, give it a little je ne sais quoi.
It kind of felt like watching a certain particular episode of Game of Thrones that's very hard to see. And we're
not there yet.
Not for a while.
Point it out when we get there.
It's the last season.
Oh, geez. That's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
So, all right. So number two gets a D-. First one gets a C. And that is Aliens versus Predator 1 and 2.
Yeah,
good job,
like
everybody.
Seems like a reasonable.
Those seem reasonable. That's reasonable grades. Yeah.
For the next few weeks, we have kind of a special little treat for you all. It's going to be, I don't know the exact way to phrase this, but it's going to be our special movies. Since Austin has taken a less permanent role here, you're still going to get plenty of Austin in the future, but he's taking a less permanent role. We're going to have more guests. We're going to get a return of one of our classic OG people that might pop in once in a while, Dario. We are going to, but right now, since it's just the three of us, it's Brandon, it's Mike, and myself, we are going to pick a special movie that is near and dear to us and very relevant to the podcast. And we're going to pick those to review for our three little bye weeks that we had in between this and when we start the holiday season. So, first off, it's me, and it's going to be, what else, motherfuckers? It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Wait, I do have a question. Am I going to know anything that's going on?
It's
or
the
gonna, is
first
movie...
thing that was made.
Okay.
It is the origin story of Buffy.
Okay.
The show came after. Switched actresses and continues the plot line from the movie.
Wait, who's the actress that plays Buffy in this?
She's famous. It's not Sarah Michelle Gellar because
right.
it's
I didn't know the movie came
different.
Before the show.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's very unusual for
a movie. The movie cast is Christy Swanson.
Was it a theatrical release or was it a made for TV
yeah,
thing?
No, theatrical. Theatrical.
Okay. I was just curious.
So Christy Swanson, who is, she's...
Saved by the Bell?
You're not even going to believe me when I tell you.
What?
She's the star of Mannequin 2 on the Move, along with our pal Robert Pilarski. I'm not even fucking kidding you. This couldn't be more relevant
Such
to the podcast if I tried.
Such a small world.
So we're going to watch star actress of Mannequin 2 on the Move with our good friend Robert Pilarski. We could call him and ask what it was like working with her on that movie. If you go on Wikipedia right now, ladies and gentlemen, to Mannequin on the Move 2, you'll see that Robert Pilarski is on there, starring as Bob. And, so we're going to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I think, believe it was 1992. Was that the year? 1992.
And if you like hearing us pipe, boy, are you going to enjoy that episode, I'm sure.
Oh, wait, it's the which one?
Is it on any streaming platforms?
I don't know.
I can't imagine.
If you click
it's
IMDb.
It well, whatever Buffy's on, it might be on.
I don't know what Buffy's on. Disney? No.
Okay, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 1992, is on Paramount Plus.
Okay, cool.
So, easy. It's Joss Whedon, mm-hmm. who created Buffy.
Right. Yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with him, we've already reviewed
yeah.
one of his
yeah.
movies,
yeah.
which was
Joss Whedon's great.
Which was Dr. Horrible Single on Blog. He also is the guy behind the show. He also did the Avengers movie. He's also the one that did the Justice League movie that took over for Snyder after Snyder's incident.
The terrible
his, child.
Justice
yeah. And so, well, he did a terrible job with
He did
Justice
a terrible
League.
Cut.
He was also, he was picking up the pieces, I think, of something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Whatever. But Snyder, he got his cut.
He did.
I didn't even mind that movie.
Well, Joss Whedon yeah. also did this, like, a black and white Shakespeare movie I haven't watched. I think it's Midsommar.
Wait a minute, isn't Joss Whedon more famous for something besides that, like Sliders or something? Sliders? No, it's not Sliders.
No, oh, well, no, he did. No, sorry. I'm not even done. More famously, besides Buffy and Angel,
yeah.
which he did all the seasons
right.
for, he did Dollhouse, but then he's yeah. more famously known for being the guy that did Firefly.
Firefly, that's it, Firefly.
And
yeah.
that's
the
what
movie
I was trying to think
Serenity,
Firefly.
Which is a fucking awesome
movie. Awesome
movie,
yes.
Yeah.
and awesome show. And Dollhouse is good. Dollhouse was
like
Elijah Dushku from
Buffy. I pretty
much
liked everything he ever did except
what?
Buffy? I don't know. I never could get it. I liked Angel, but I didn't like Buffy that much. It was a little, I think it's just too female orientated for me. It's all just nothing bad.
That's a weird.
No, it's not bad. I'm not saying it even in a bad way. It's just made for females.
It's not made for females.
I said more.
It's not. Okay. But it's not. I'm telling you it's not. It's made by a man.
Yeah.
No, 100%. What I'm saying to you is it's not made for chicks. It just because it stars a chick, it's definitely directed by a man with scantily clad women running around.
Oh, I know that all. Yeah, I know all that.
It's not, he did not write this for, he might have, he wrote it.
If you look at the fandom of Buffy, it's 80% female. That's just a simple fact.
Just because women latched onto it.
Right, yeah.
But that doesn't mean he wrote it specifically for women. So there's no reason. You can't watch it and say, it's too female-oriented.
I didn't say that. I said it wasn't for me.
I think you used the word female.
Well, I said I think it's a little more female-oriented, which
I don't. That's what I'm saying. But I don't want that misinformation out on my podcast. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is not...
Don't want those facts out on my podcast.
Well, no, it's not. It's not female-oriented. If you are a man...
The fandom is female.
Okay, yeah. The fandom for a lot of things are female that... you can enjoy as a man that has
not
but that aren't designed just for women.
I'm not saying you can't.
Why
do you make it all negative? It's not negative. Things can be made for females. That's okay.
It explains why you have so many Barbies, Andy.
That was because of a weird birthday thing that I'm never doing again. but no, I don't, again, and we'll talk about this in more detail next week, but it is not made for females, just because it stars a female.
I'm excited to watch it. I've never seen it. Yeah, so
good movie. I'm kind of looking forward to watching
it. Especially how much Andy talks about it.
Yeah,
like,
I gotta know what's
the movie
what's
itself is very funny. It's more of a comedy horror than a horror, and it's definitely a departure from what the show ended up being.
Because the show's more kid friendly,
not at all.
No? Again, you guys are really not understanding what Buffy is.
I do understand. My wife watched every episode. I've seen 20% of almost every episode.
No, Buffy is a is if young adult. If you're gonna go at
Witchcraft.
The bare minimum,
okay.
Well, there's a witch
like Sabrina,
eventually,
but I'm saying when I say
Sabrina's more kid friendly.
No, it's what it is. Is it's if you're gonna
witches,
compare
demons.
Well, yeah, it's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's fighting vampires all the time.
Next week's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Your choice, Andy.
Yeah. Mike, I swear. Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Well, for us.
Look, you guys are being too. You know what? Watch the movie.
I will. I'm going to watch
with
it
with an open mind.
We
open
do. Mind,
yeah.
For sure.
I will say,
I'm going to watch it with my wife. She'll keep me an open mind for sure.
I believe it's Luke Perry. Plays her romantic interest, and Paul Rubens plays Pee-wee, plays one of the vampires.
Cool.
And, I think I've seen...
And he's very funny in that
role. Is he in the show, too, or just the movie?
No, just the movie.
Because I feel like I've seen clips of him.
You might have seen him in the movie.
Okay.
Clips of it. And then what's... This isn't spoilers, but just know that she's a freshman in the movie. The show takes place when she's a sophomore. So,
The whole time? Or does she go on through in the show?
In the show, show is season one is sophomore.
And then junior.
Season
I'm
two
it goes
is junior.
On.
Season
okay,
three is
yeah.
senior.
They graduate
college.
And go on. Okay, that's
yeah.
Weird.
They go year as a season for the most part. And I don't know if they do time jumps or time skips. But and then the movie is just its own self-contained thing. Well, sort of, except what I'm saying, the principal in the show references stuff that happens in the movie because she has a record now
so there's continuity throughout it.
Oh well, yeah, only it's basically that it's for the people who watched the movie and jumped into the show, they're how is this gonna it's a new actress, it's how is this gonna do its thing, and it's basically just the principal going so Miss Summers, it looks like this shit went down last year and you might have been involved because she's the vampire slayer. So, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And then they just move on to new school. She makes new friends. She gets a new watcher.
Okay.
Yeah. And the watcher's played by Repo, the genetic opera lead guy Giles.
Okay.
So it's another reason to watch the show because, he's awesome as the watcher.
I'll start with the movie and see how I feel.
Then we all watch the show together. We'll do a rewatch of the show. No, we'll do a rewatch of the Rewatcher podcast. We'll talk about the girls talking about the pod, about the show.
The girl podcast for the show that's not driven towards girls?
Yeah, just because two girls happen to have a podcast about it. I bet you there's... That's why I need to start a man podcast talking about it. Manly ass show. But anyway, all right, so that's next week. It's going to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 1992. And as always, Austin passed on a really fun tradition, and that tradition is that we like to do a little thing called recreational recommendation.
Bee-boo. I can't do it like Austin.
It's so good. That's so good. So for this week, I've been playing the Silent Hill 2 remake, and I think that it's so far has been fucking awesome.
Playing it still mostly during the day.
I did play a little bit at night, and then immediately I was like, nah, I'll just play Funko.
I thought it was funny that I asked you when I left here, how are you gonna play this when you live here alone? You're like, oh, I'm switching to Funko as soon as you leave.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
So listen, and I'm not a baby or anything, and I don't think monsters are gonna attack me. It's just, it's nighttime and I live alone. And creepy. Monsters are gonna attack me and it's creepy. So Silent Hill 2, but it's great. The remake, super good. On par with the Resident Evil 4 remake or the it's just a solid, good, worth your money purchase. And I think that's And I haven't watched Teacup yet, but please go watch Teacup. I'm sure it's good. It's Robert McCammon. It's the first show that's been made from his book, from one of his books. He's one of my absolute favorite authors. I want more of his stuff to be adapted. So I think if this does well, they could potentially turn Wolf's Hour or Swan Song or fucking Mystery Walk into something, and that would really be amazing. So go watch the first few episodes of Teacup. Brendan?
I didn't really come up with one. I mean, I did see that Tulsa King season 2 is finally out, Paramount Plus. Season 1 was great. I haven't started season 2 yet.
Just as good.
Is it? Okay. I'm excited to watch it because they took forever to do season 2. Like, season 1, I binged it in a week, and I was like, this is fucking great. It's what's awesome. Going on? And I thought they canceled it, but yeah, it's awesome that season 2 is out. I'm going to check that out.
I haven't seen that yet. Stallone, right?
Yeah, it's great. And he's great.
It's amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
Stallone is what you want to see him as. He's a badass
mobster selling weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, selling weed. Yeah, basically. Going to,
cool.
And not being badass, being kind of cool, but still badass when he needs to.
Yeah.
I'm watching, speaking of television, which I had not, I don't know how I had missed this show, For All Mankind.
Oh, the one about space?
Yeah, but it's not. It's about space, but it's more about NASA and
Apple TV, right?
It's on Apple TV, and it's but it's an alternative universe. It's where the Russians won the space race.
Alternate history.
Yeah, okay.
It's very
so that's the characters cool. Russian or are they
no,
Americans?
They're both. And
it looks a little slow. That's the only reason
drama,
I didn't
drama, but I don't know if I'd call it slow.
It's the only reason I didn't jump into it.
It's not fast either. It's kind of paced correctly because it's in its fourth season.
Okay.
So.
Still going on. Okay. I thought it was season thing. Okay.
Nope,
interesting.
Still going on. Very good. Alternate.
I mean, if you watch it two times speed, anything's fast.
Yeah. I mean, if with Russians, it might have to go 1.5 because with an accent, it's a little harder to understand them. but yeah, for
subtitles.
Sure.
Yeah, subtitles.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like we do for the rewatches. But awesome. Great for the great rec. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Keep listening for more spooky, haunted Halloween, 17 Nights of Halloween that continues tomorrow. It's going to run through to the end of Halloween. So keep listening for those.
What does that culminate with?
What's that?
That we're going to actually.
Oh, and on Halloween Day, make sure to listen for the live recording of us on camera. Look on YouTube, listen for the recording of us watching Terrifier 2, which...
Well, you watching and me sitting there with my eyes closed.
Are we watching 2 or the new one, 3?
No, 2.
We're going to watch
3's not quite
next
out
year will
yet.
Be 3.
Yeah, next year will be 3. Yeah.
Which I've been hearing bad things about 3.
Oh,
you've been hearing bad things in what way? Because it's going to be the number one movie this weekend.
Like bad, like as in it's gnarly.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
gnarly, yeah.
People
yeah.
are throwing up and like.
Well, here's what
yeah.
Zach told me about the difference. He's like, in number one, they were like really showing who Terrifier the Clown was, or like Artie the Clown was, or whatever his name is. But in number two, I think they went with like, what's the grossest, most gruesome stuff that we could possibly show on camera?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay, great. So that's the one we're going to watch. And he's like, and number three kind of feels like they continued that, but then also gave us a little bit more of the clown. So I was like, okay, cool. So that's what we're going to watch. Look for the live recording of that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Did he already see the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He went and saw it immediately. Yeah, of course. It's Zach.
Is he coming to live watch?
I hope so.
That's his genre right there.
Yeah, I know. I hope he comes to live watch. But yeah, join us then, and we will see you later. As always, my name is Andy. I mean, maybe I change it one day, but
are we on the wrong episode?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I thought you were about to start singing.
Yeah. My name is Andy Rice. And I like pumpkin spice in my eggnog.
That time of year.
He mentioned Joss Whedon. Now he's
yeah,
in musical mode.
Now I'm in musical mode. With me as always, speaking of musical, it's Brennan. Ship me up to Boston.
Have a good one, everybody.
With me as always, it is Michael. I guess he didn't die by the end of the episode. Who
and
knew?
I don't get a damn song either.
Larson, you'll never get a song, Larson.
Have a good week, everybody.
And
you had a dedicated song
yeah,
to Andy
yeah,
Rose.
Go on YouTube right now and look up the Michael Larson. I want to kill Michael Larson
I think
song.
Was there two songs that you made?
No, just the one.
There's one, and I wrote that without AI. That's one of the best written diss tracks of all time that I spent hours recording, and it's on YouTube right now. Go listen to the Kill Michael Larson song. And I have been your host, Andy Rice. We've been Fried. We've been Rice. We've been Podcast. Have a good night.